The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. If you're listening on the main station, as Porter said in Glory Box, which is just always nice to hear around this time of the day. Any other time of the day. I was just saying to Matt Dyson that I got so excited when I saw a Portishead road sign.
Oh, yeah.
When I was younger, I thought, because I thought it was the coolest name for a collective, a trip hop collective the world had ever seen. I found out it's like a town.
Yeah, a little village near Bristol.
Yeah.
I was like, no, it's Portishead.
Oh, right.
Dad, pull over, it's Portishead.
Really nice. Right, let's play a mugs game, shall we? I'm going to play you a little clip from yesterday's show, but a key part of it has been bleeped out. Now, if you were paying attention to yesterday's show, or you've listened to the new edition of the Daily Podcast, well, you'll already know what's missing. If you can figure it out, well, you'll be the proud owner of a purple Absolute Radio mug. Now, this clip comes from us discussing our brand new adventure that we're embarking on here. I announced it yesterday. We want to find a kid to break a world record. Now, we're asking you what your world record ideas are. Keep them coming to 8, 12, 15. To have first a bespoke world record that you've come up with and then to find the kid to break it would just be perfect. And that's exactly what we're going to do over the coming weeks. So have a little listen to this suggestion that came in from Gwen. My two-year-old great-nephew is obsessed with... How about the furthest drive by a two-year-old? So, furthest drive from a two-year-old. But what is Gwen's two-year-old nephew obsessed with? Is it golf or commuting? So, golf or commuting? Your answers and your name to 8-12-15. So just send your name and A for golfing, B for...
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Let's play a mugs game, shall we? Joining us on line one, we have Anne-Marie. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome to the show. Anne-Marie is from Manchester, but she's in Chelmsford. Chelmsford treating you well?
It is, thanks, yeah.
Lovely, lovely. What are you going to do with your mug? Is it going to stay in Chelmsford or are you going to take it back to Manchester with you?
Oh, I think it's going to come to Manchester with me.
Oh, lovely stuff. Okay, so all you need to do is just tell us what's missing from this little clip when yesterday we were discussing our new thing, which is to create a world record that a child can then break. And a listener by the name of Gwen told us about her two-year-old nephew's obsession. Here we go. Great nephew is obsessed with... How about the furthest drive by a two-year-old? So the furthest drive by a two-year-old, is he obsessed with golfing or commuting, Anne-Marie?
I think it might be golf.
Let's have a look. My two-year-old great-nephew is obsessed with golf.
Yes.
Anne-Marie, the mug is yours. You have conquered a mugs game. Not to put you on the spot too much, Anne-Marie, but we are going to be, you know, trying to discover which is the best world record for a kid to break. Have you got any ideas? What would you like to see them do?
Well, maybe the most amount of mess they can make when they're supposed to be doing a bit of finger painting.
Oh, I see. OK, right, so put them in a room, say, here's one sheet of paper, some primary coloured paints.
Go for it.
Shut the door on them, come back in 5 minutes and just see what they've done.
The biggest amount of chaos they can make.
The chaos. Yeah. So you want the Jackson Pollock world record to be broken by an eight-year-old. It's a nice idea, Anne-Marie. Thank you for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you again real soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Well done.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And let's get socially armed, shall we, with Matt Dyson and the social ammunition. Matt, what's going on, I don't know, TikTok, Instagram, X, kind of platforms?
Well, there's big news this morning. Dash cam footage and doorbell cameras are so old hat these days. The latest place to film is inside your fridge.
Does the light go off?
Yeah, you'll find out. Yeah. Movement-activated cameras in new high-tech smart fridges are being developed.
Now, smeg!
Amazing news. Yeah, amazing news for people who live in shared houses. Because, finally, they will find out who the food thief is. So you know who's been helping themselves to your butter every night when you've gone to bed and stuff like that. It's all going to become clear because they'll be there on camera. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait for the first viral social videos to come around. There'll probably be some talking cats in the background of a fridge cam. There's going to be so much
There'll be nudity. There'll be people coming down for a midnight snack.
Exactly. The old white buff. Lemonade man. Yeah, he'll be coming
down. Tell us more about that, Grandad.
You know the Oh,
I have no idea what you mean, but I'm just looking at Glenn and Anna's face, and I'm very much with them.
To be fair, he wore a dressing gown, but he was a secret lemonade drinker. Secret no more, Dave, because he's going to be on camera. Great way to spy on humans 24/7, isn't it? Great new way of doing it. And you asked for it, Dave. This is amazing. A little gift to you this morning.
What is it?
You asked for it, and now I can give it to you.
I'm really worried.
This is truly astounding stuff.
What have you got?
We've been obsessed with TikTok top tens recently, right?
Yeah. Okay. And like biggest Tesco, etc.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
You've not gone and done it, have you?
Yes, the Google Earth footage of massive supermarkets and Wetherspoons mixed together with the AI voice.
Have you done?
We've done it. Finally, in association with Breakfast Show partners, we have the biggest Wix store in the UK. Yes. Here's the top four. Here it comes.
The fourth biggest Wix is in the capital, with Wix barking, covering 52,000.
Is that you doing the creepy TikTok voice?
Yes.
At number three, Wix Swindon, with glorious shelves of DIY benefits spanning 53,100 square feet.
Look at you, Swindon.
The number two spot goes to Wix Harlow in Essex, with bargains on paint, tools, trade supplies, and more across 54,110 square feet. And at number one, with BWE, Big Wix Energy, serving the DIY needs of the good people of North London across a whopping 58,430 square feet. It's the behemoth that is Wix Edmonton, a deserving champion at the top of this list.
Old Edders, eh? Oh, always the quiet
no
ones.
One saw that coming,
it's always the big ones, isn't it?
always the big ones. We will share that across our socials.
Yes, please do.
Yes, I sort of lost my way with the AI voice in the end, but you know, we couldn't afford the real.
You're trying
person.
To fly that drone at the same time, so it's difficult.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I think you're going to have to do the rest of the show in that tone of voice.
No, you'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five words. Five grand. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
Here we go again with radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. I might change that tagline. The hardest one to match two words out of five on is what it should be now. Mm. But using the magic of radio, we can now cross live to a lorry in Devon and say, good morning, Seb. Good morning, Seb.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show, Seb. So Seb likes the main station, but every now and again, when he's feeling a little bit fruity, has a bit of 80s on.
Oh, nice. Big fan of the Fine Young Cannibals.
Which, of course, we all are on the show. Of course we are. Seb, you have a very interesting history when it comes to five words, five grand, because the highest amount of words Seb has ever matched, how many was it, Seb?
Four.
Four out of five was matched with you, Anna Geary, when you first started here on the Breakfast Show, when you were at your most random, let's be honest, before you became the pothole princess.
Yes. I was very random at the beginning, it's true.
So, Seb, would you like to get Anna Geary on the random player generator?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, man. Well, let's give it a spin, see what you've got. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
It's going to be Anna.
Yes!
All right. Okay, time for you to leave.
Good
here we go.
Good luck, Seb.
Yay!
God bless the pothole.
The best walkout music ever.
God bless the pothole.
God bless the pothole.
Right, okay, let's get down to business, shall we, Seb? I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the first word that you think is going to come to Anna's mind. I'm going to give Anna the same five words, and if she says the exact same thing as you, we can give you £5,000. Good luck. Over.
Under.
Yes. He's there.
Wide. W-I-D-E. Wide.
Thin.
Wide what?
Thin.
Oh, thin, sorry.
Yeah. Although being in a lorry, I thought wide load would be...
Wide load would be good, yeah.
Wide load.
But crucially, Anna is not currently in a lorry, so you chose the right.
Yes, yeah. True. Yeah.
Good point, well made. And that's why they call him the Method Man. Yeah. Okay. Bath or bath? B-A-T-H.
Tub.
Tub. Yes. Oh, he's got a very quiet line, hasn't he, when he leaves the gap. I love it. Adds to the tension. Have we lost signal? Or is he just thinking?
No, thinking.
Thank you. See, you see what I mean? It's quite
now,
a delay.
Yes, he's in Australia.
That's comedy timing for you. That's the greatest piece of comedy timing, I think, since I went to see Glenn on tour. Oh, dear. Okay, the penultimate word is silent.
Okay.
Oh.
What did you say, Seb?
Silent disco.
Silent disco.
Disco.
Excellent work. Excellent work.
Nice. And finally, restaurant.
Cricket.
Yes. Yes.
Excellent work. They're a great
This is an incredible set of words.
My theory is he's constantly going through tunnels. He hasn't heard a word we've said, but it just so happens his answers are brilliant.
It's amazing. The stars have aligned.
Yeah. I mean, one of the best sets of answers we've had since Five Words, Five Grand Return. And it's only taken 2.5 hours to get them. So it's... So it's great. Leona's going to be up next. Seb, stay right there. Anna Geary's in play. It's all happening.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. 5 words, 5 grand. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
Anna Geary is now back in the studio. Seb is still in his lorry in Devon, or he might as well be on the moon, judging by the signal that he's got, the poor lad. But we're going to get down to business and try and win Seb £5,000. I'm just used to that when I try and do any witticism. That's just what happens. OK. Anna, you can do it. Let's put all those jokes aside. Look at one another and try and win, listener Seb, £5,000. The first word this morning is over.
Under.
Correct.
Yes.
Up next, wide. What's going on here?
He's doing it on purpose now.
Wide, did you say?
I said wide, yes.
Thin.
Yes!
Whoa!
Yes!
I thought it was going to be low or narrow.
Narrow, yeah.
I thought narrow, yeah.
Yes.
Seb, I know you're not going to hear this until tomorrow, but well done. Who do a live
It's
radio
like there's
show?
A translator in between.
Yeah, but we just can't hear.
Okay, Anna, the third word. Bear in mind, you've just got 2 out of 5, which in itself is a round of applause.
This is great.
I mean, goodness me. Bath or bath?
Yay.
Time?
Oh, no.
So close.
Do you know what?
I wonder how he'll react.
Let's give it a bit of time and break the bad news to him in an hour. When Seb, it has been lovely having you on the show, albeit in delay, but it has been a great set of answers. We'll do the remaining 2 words just to see how you would have done, because we've got silent.
Witness.
I'd have said that. I would have said that too.
Fair play. Silent night, I think, is where
I'd have gone with disco. I'm with
disco,
Seb, yeah.
Seb said disco. Restaurant.
Waiter.
Critic. Seb, as I say, great having you on the show. Speak to you again real soon. Have a lovely day ahead. It means we finish on a 2 out of 5 on Five Words, Five Grand. So we're creeping up there.
Yeah.
Really, really slowly, but we're creeping up there. So it means we're going to be playing again tomorrow. If you would like to have a go, producer Ellie is standing by to take your call. And the number is 0330-123-1215. 0330-123-1215. Isn't that right, Seb?
Yes, Dave.
Five words, 5 grand. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where we are embarking on a new adventure together. We can't do it without your help. And this time round, well, we want to find a child, and we will get round to finding the golden child. And we want this child to obtain themselves a Guinness World Record. This is because my daughter, who's 5 years old, said, "Dad, can kids break world records?" And I didn't know. I did some research and I thought, I know what we're going to do. We're going to give one kid out there the kudos of all kudos in the school playground. They will be the person, the only person in the world, who can officially say, "I am the best at whatever that may be." But our adventure begins with us creating a bespoke and unique world record for that child to break. So your suggestions should keep coming to dave@absoluteradio.co.uk, or you can text them to me right now at 8 12 15. As I say, we've already had so many in, but we want more. We want to have a big old pile of these that we can look at. Then we'll go about finding that kid. So if you're an adult listening to this right now, think, wouldn't it be really cool if a kid had a world record in such and such? 8, 12, 15. If you're a parent or guardian or an auntie or an uncle listening to this right now and you're thinking, oh, wouldn't it be lovely if little Janine...
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Janine. Mm-hmm. Little Janine was the world's best at that. Yeah. 8 to 12, 15. If you're a kid, if you're listening to me right now and you think, you know what I've always been really good at? My friends have always said I'm really good at it, and you want to become a world record holder in that thing, the number's the same. 8, 12, 15. Not quite getting what we're after is someone called Jono. He's called himself Jono the Victorian Father in Norfolk, right. Who said, "Dave and the team, how about the record for most children up a chimney?" that's not the kind of thing. That's
I don't think we're allowed to do that anymore.
No, we don't want to be doing that.
That's a bit Fagin-ish.
Jono the Victorian Father is way off the mark. But as I say, for the rest of you, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk, my inbox is always open and wanting, or 8 12 15. Now, someone we thought was bang on the money for this is a listener by the name of Richard. We're going to do our very best to get hold of Richard, and he can pitch his idea for a world record that a kid can break real soon, live on The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where yesterday we launched something really rather special. Yes, we are looking for a kid to break a world record. Now, we are doing this properly. We've been in touch with the fine folk at the Guinness World Records, and they have given us special permission to ask you to create your own world record for a kid to break. Now, yesterday, we started by asking your ideas for what that world record could be. 8 12 15 is the number. And joining us right now on line one is Richard. Good morning, Richard.
How you doing, Dave? How you doing, team?
Very right, good, man. Good. Great having you on the show. So, I mean, your message had a big start, a bold beginning. Yeah. Look no further, Dave, is what it said.
So confident.
What are you thinking would be a perfect world record, a bespoke world record for a kid to break?
Most Satsumas
peeled in a minute.
It's great.
Look no further.
I love it.
All we need to do now is find a kid and we're done.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. You've wrapped it up neatly for us, Richard. Let's get into the details a little bit here, though, shall we? So, I mean, are you a parent? Have you experienced having to fumble away at opening a Satsuma while your child looks at you with desperation in their eyes?
I have done many times. Yeah, I've got two girls, and they go for oranges like, well, I don't know who eats a lot of oranges, but they do.
So, yeah, that's another texter for later on. That's for another... Who or what eats a lot of oranges? 8, 12, 15. So peeling satsumas. So what you're thinking is, what we find this child, this golden child, and we put them at a plinth, yeah. And then we give them the netting bag, they tear into it, the people from the Guinness World Records, they start the timer. What do you envisage, Richard, if you think about your own kids taking part in this, how many satsumas do you think they're going to peel in a minute?
I think if they're licking on, they've got to get through one every 10 seconds.
Yeah, okay, sure. So they're going to do 6. I think it's 12. I've got confidence in the youth of today.
12 in a minute, yeah. Are you allowed easy peelers, Richard? Is that allowed? Or
I think so, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay, good.
I mean, Matt, mate, when you texted in just now, Matt made a good point to me, but you just never know, satsuma to satsuma, what you're going to get.
Yeah, exactly.
Because sometimes you get that bit at the top will not come off.
There's just a little bit with too much pith on it.
You've got too much pith, and we don't want that, do we? No, they're pithy little fingers all over the place.
Pith everywhere, yeah.
Richard, it is a good idea. What do you think is the... What is the prime age for this? Because we're just saying we're looking for a kid to break a world record because we want this to be something really special. For a child who's like part of the show, do you think this is this someone who's 8 or is this for someone who's 12? What is it?
I don't think 8-year-old's got it. I'm going 9 to 11, I'd say.
Okay. 9 to 11. Really into the details now.
He's onto something.
So there is a chance that soon on this breakfast show, I will say, are you between the ages of 9 and 11? Would you like to come to the studios in London and peel a bag of satsumas?
Yeah, that is definitely the peeling sweet spot, isn't
that
it?
That is a unique sentence.
It's when you're
at
the peak of your peeling powers, isn't it?
And then parents can say, well, if little Jimmy can do it on the breakfast show, you can peel your own satsuma. Nice. Richard, it's been a pleasure hearing your vision for a world record for a kid to break. Thank you for tuning into the show on the main station. We'll speak to you real soon and we'll put your idea in the pot. Thanks again, my man.
That's brilliant. Cheers, gang.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The show where just before 9 is going to be shout-out time. But as always, you're going to have to work for them in the Decade Detective. And it's an absolute 80s special this morning.
Oh.
I've taken two songs and I've chucked them together.
Yes.
And I've mixed them around. Can you separate the yolk from the white? If you can identify both of the ditties involved in this, then you can have a shout-out. Now, the number is 8-12-15. I do require your name, where you are, a flavour of what you're up to would be really rather nice. And, of course, the identity of these two artists. Now, one of them is a lot stronger in the mix.
Right.
It's the other, which is where you're going to really have to work hard for your shout-out.
Mm-hmm.
So without further ado, here we go. So I think we all know there's one.
Difficult, isn't
yeah, it?
It
stands out.
One is so prominent that you want to go, can you shut up for a second? I'm trying to.
Okay, you can never tell to shut up, you know that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to play it one more time. Here we go. Turn up your devices. So close.
Oh, yeah, no, I think I've got it.
You're close, aren't you?
Yeah.
One more time. Here we go. Oh, yeah. So that's it. You got 3 plays. I need the name of both the artists involved in that.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where we're having a little game of the Decade Detective. Oh, yes, indeed. Two ditties brought together. Now, in this morning's case, they're both from absolute 80s, and this is what it sounded like. I played it to you just moments ago. Now, one is very obvious. It's Metallica, Enter Sandman.
Hetfield's vocal, clear as crystal. But what was in the background, Dave?
In the background, Matthew, was Bryan Adams' Run to You.
Yes, of course.
Of course it was. Well done to Mark in Ryslip on the way to work to bundle people into their new homes. Daniel Currell of Currell Groundworks working in Buckden. Martin preparing for stock take in Lakeside. Rory working hard with Royal Mail. Louise the hairdresser on her way to give a few trims and blow dries. Mike the plasterer in Hull plastering a hall stairs and landing. Jenny from Chichester who's heading home to do some decorating. Gary the driving instructor in Cannock who's just on the way to pick up a pupil for their motorway lesson. Good luck to that.
Oh yeah, good luck.
Vicky, Mike, Blake and Maisie travelling up to London to visit Harry Potter World. Matt, we were there.
The Warner Brothers Studio Tour London, of course.
We did a live outside broadcast from there, didn't we?
It's a great place.
You're going to have a great time, Vicky, Mike, Blake and Maisie.
Do try the butterbeer.
And finally, Mo. It's
not. Nice.
Oh, I am there. Well, get back in touch at 8:12:15. Let us know what you thought of the butterbeer. And Mo, who should have been at work about 2 hours ago, but still hasn't got a top to wear.
What?
I don't know what's going on with you, Mo, but you get back in touch as well. 8:12:15. Well done, everybody. On the Decade Detective, we had Metallica, Enter Sandman, and Bryan Adams, Run to You. You can hear it in that first chord, right?
Yeah. It's clear now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning. I sincerely hope the no repeat guarantee is treating you well so far. Of course, for any newcomers, this means between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m, you will not hear the same song twice across the entire Absolute Radio network. And we stop down momentarily for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
What's everybody's bonus tidbit today, Matt?
Well, the excellent Michael Spicer is back at it, the man from The Room Next Door and the excellent bits he's done over the years about the advertising of circuses in closed-down shop windows. Amazing. Now his observation is just Americans on podcasts. Just talking without ever really saying anything.
Have you seen the thing that came out about the thing?
Yeah. You mean about the guy that did the thing?
Yeah. It was totally...
Absolutely. It was just, oh my God.
Why do you think he did that?
I think
that?
It's like, you know how in a way you're like sort of like...
Yeah.
Like when you think, like you know that it's all. Like,
you know.
You know, it reminds me of. It reminds me of the first link we did the morning after the show where we won the Radio Academy Gold Award in 2022.
It's like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's right. It goes on.
I'll share the full 1:24.
Right. Wow.
And that's when
podcasters
like
in
totally,
America just not saying anything on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later. Do you want to save your day?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that is it for Wednesday morning. Yes, already it is time to bid you farewell. It has flew by today here on The Breakfast Show. Thank you for tuning in and to those of you who joined in. Please remember, we are trying to conjure a unique world record for a kid to break. And before we find that young person that will inspire the nation, we need to come up with a record first. So your Guinness World Record ideas, keep them coming to dave@absoluteradio.co.uk because we're going to embark on this adventure over the coming weeks ahead. Now, before we say goodbye, as always, Matt Dyson needs to name the daily podcast.
Yes.
The podcast naming bell rung on many occasions today, but I've got a top three for you.
Dad,
pull over, it's Portishead!
Your realisation about the West Country and music, amazing.
Why is it always the big ones?
Well, that was the Wicks top 10, biggest Wicks in the UK. Check out our socials.
If there's any losers here, it's the Fine Young Cannibals.
I love the Fine Young Cannibals, but I'm not keen on their Elvis covers, I think it's fair to say. We have to go with Dad, pull over. He's Portishead.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate that. Trip down memory lane for me there. So the name of the podcast is Dad, Pull Over. It's Portishead. That's available wherever you get your pods. So Leona Graham's going to be on Absolute Radio next. Of course, there will be the tea break trivia to get your grey matter a-tickling and the details that you need to win 250 £1,000. As for us, well, we'll be back amongst you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.